Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight in Pittsburgh, the Boston Bruins face the Penguins in Game 1 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. The winner of the best-of-seven series will advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. Doug Treveau of WBUR's Only a Game has a preview.
Bruins defenseman Torrey Krug has scored 4 goals in 5 games this postseason. It's pretty impressive, especially considering he's only played in 3 regular season games in his entire career. Some rookies might be intimidated by Pittsburgh superstar Sidney Crosby, but Krug already has a little experience with this sort of thing.
My first game was against Pittsburgh last year, and I think I had a one-on-one with Crosby, so I get all the butterflies out of the way. There's no room for that anymore, and it's time to come ready to play.
Crosby may be the league's best player, but Penguins center Evgeny Malkin is the reigning MVP. Krug says it's not a secret that the Penguins will be keeping the Bees' defense and goalie Tuukka Rask busy.
Obviously, I think we all know what they bring to the table. We're very aware of that. I think everyone around is aware of that. So, we just got to focus on ourselves and take care of the business the way that we usually do.
2 years ago, when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, center Tyler Seguin was a rookie. He made his postseason debut in the Eastern Conference Finals, and he's glad to be back.
I think it's different, but in both cases, I think I'm just as excited as if it is my first playoff game. It's a great experience. It's a great challenge. I think this is why we play hockey, so I'm definitely going to enjoy the experience.
The Bruins have faced Pittsburgh in conference finals twice before. The Penguins got the best of Boston in 1991 and 92. Some of today's younger Bruins were infants back then, but Boston forward Jaromir Jagr was on the ice for his first team, the Penguins. Matt Bartkowski grew up in Pittsburgh. Today, the 24-year-old Bruins defenseman is one of Jagr's teammates.
It's awesome because I looked up to him when I played. I didn't really try and model my game after him because I'm a defenseman and he's unbelievable, but it is pretty cool to be able to play with him now.
Coach Claude Julien hasn't kidded the 41-year-old Jagr about his decided seniority on the Boston roster. He says that's up to the players.
They're usually pretty good at that, at getting on guys for that kind of stuff, but as a coach, he's kind of, I don't even want to go there.
But one thing Julien is serious about this time of year is keeping his players focused and calm.
When you get to the rink, it's all about business. Leave the rink, relax, enjoy the nice weather. The sun gives you energy, nothing wrong with being out and making sure you don't waste your energy out there when you should be saving it for the game and the time on the ice.
And tonight, after a week off, the Bruins will be back in action. The winner of the series will face either Chicago or Los Angeles in the finals. All of them are in familiar territory. The last 4 teams left in the playoffs are also the last 4 Stanley Cup champions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Treveau.